Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Do you or your child suffer with anxiety? Hi, it's Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. I want to talk about something that is related to anxiety, but it's a totally different issue. And it is the term grounding. Ever heard of grounding your body? As we think about how we go through life, do you know that there's very few times where our bodies touch the ground? We're always putting on our shoes, going outside, walking on concrete. We go into buildings, go from the house to the car. We hardly ever touch the ground. There's a whole movement or a way of thinking about that some people refer to it as grounding, that there are electrical charges build up, or there's something that happens in the body that is discharged, so to speak, whenever we have contact with the ground. And recently I've been seeing advertisements for products that you can put in your bed that connects to the ground wire on your electrical outlets in your house. But you know, you can do all kinds of fancy things to, quote, ground yourselves. But what I want to encourage you to do is to actually touch the ground. You remember days gone by, maybe when you were a child, maybe you never did it, that you would be barefoot and you would be swinging. You would always be touching the ground. And there is something about touching grass, touching the dirt, sitting on the ground that is therapeutic. Just think about it. When you go to the beach, what do? You dig your feet into the sand, and there's something therapeutic about that. And I don't know if it's electrical discharges or whatever it is, but I do know that it's grounding. There's a whole issue today of children having some type of sensory deficit disorders, or, you know, there's all kinds of names for people that have not had textures in their lives. And maybe it is something related to this idea of grounding, but I would encourage you to have your children get on the ground, to even roll down a hill, to take off their socks and shoes, to put their feet in the dirt. When they go outside to play, is there a place where they can take off their shoes? Are they always on some type of rubberized or insulated surface? Think about that. I don't know what to make of this whole idea of grounding, but I know this. We all feel better when we contact the earth, when we touch a tree, whenever we put our feet in the sand or in the water in a stream. So whether you believe in this idea of grounding or not, have your child experience those textures with their feet, their hands, you know, sitting on the ground, rolling down a hill, any number of things. And when they go out to swing, maybe they can take off their socks and shoes. If they're little boys, they probably should take off their clothes too. That's what mine did. But having your child touch the ground is therapeutic. Have them grounded and touch the ground, touch trees, touch nature, and let it heal their souls. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.